com.
Top 5 is kicking off hour number 3 of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for them. Well, it's all for free. Freetalklive.com. We've got to roll right into the phone calls here. People have been waiting patiently. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Happy New Year, Ian, Mark, and everybody.
That's 20 days late, but hey, I'll take it. What's on your mind, Joe?
I just had three quick comments, and then I'll get to my point. for Joe in Florida, I believe him to be a little misinformed.
Okay.
But all the hijackers on 9/11 were legal immigrants. Putting a wall 1,000 miles high wouldn't help. They all had passports. Number two, a wall does keep in as well as out.
Yeah.
Number three, the FBI's most wanted poster of Bin Laden has no 9/11 link whatsoever. I mean, they have something about Kenya, but they really have no charges against him.
Well, now, Bin Laden himself has admitted some sort of level of involvement with 9/11. But nonetheless, he pointed out that the reason why he was involved was because he was tired of the United States throwing their weight around the world.
Well, the FBI still doesn't have it on their link. If you go to FBI.gov,
fair enough.
Take a look at them. But anyway, I'll get to what I was going to ask about.
Yes, sir.
Since you guys are the constitutional gurus.
Oh, please.
Wow. There is a policy that is illegal as far as I can tell. The closest application that I can come to it would be a theft of service. But here's the thing. How can you have a theft of service from a public space utility? It's like somebody charging me for drinking water from a public fountain.
Wait a minute. I missed something. What are you talking about?
Well, I'll give you the situation. There are public access internet kiosks that people are more than welcome to use. They have no notifications, no passwords, no nothing. People normally just walk up to them and use them.
Where? In Wisconsin?
It's on university, so it's public space, public paid for, public everything. So, but the authority from the campus security has said that doesn't apply to people that aren't students. Well, I am a student, but they weren't supposed to apply that policy to me. Now, here's the rub that they want.
Hold on. What was the policy again? It's public access, but what was the policy?
Well, they quote it as anyone other than, and I read the policy, and it doesn't say that. It's the
anyone other than students can't
students,
use...
faculty, or staff are not meant to.
They're not allowed to use the internet access.
Well, that's what they're saying. However, okay. I have the policy right with me. I'm not going to read it verbatim, but it says nothing to that effect. It just says that the primary use is for those people. So
okay.
I decided to be arrested under this, and they refused to arrest me under that, but they decided to charge me with disorderly conduct instead.
Mm.
What I want to know is, because they didn't arrest me for that policy, I need to go step back from the disorderly conduct, because it would have never happened. They would have said, well, yeah, you're good to go. We won't bother you about this, but instead he wanted to read me a riot act about using the thing, and I said, okay, here's validation. You know, I gave like 5 sheets of proof that they needed, and the guy basically said, not good enough. And so he went off to call for backup.
Well, he didn't think about it, because disorderly conduct's sort of a
catch-all.
You know, it's an easy charge that they can get away with, and a lot of them are dropped. I mean, if you take the case to any distance, they give up on disorderly conduct and you know, go their merry way.
Well, I know about that. They're using this policy though as a fishing license. They're waiting until something else pops up. What I need to know is, for starters, how do I get it challenged as a constitutional challenge to the policy, whether or not...
You're going to have to call a lawyer on that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not lawyers, my friend, so good luck, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I got no idea.
No,
it's going to cost you money, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I don't even entirely understand the situation.
It sounded like he was using the internet access. The cops came up and harassed him for it, and he showed them that he was a student, and maybe he got a little belligerent.
Well, he sounded like he was ready for it.
He said he had five sheets of paper to show them.
Right, and I guess the cops figured he was belligerent and charged him with a DC.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants to take it on a constitutional basis. I wish him the best of luck. I just, you know, I can't make recommendations.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you. I hope you got some cash, because the lawyer's going to cost you. And then there's filing fees for lawsuits and things like that. And I remember Dave Ridley here in the state of New Hampshire was slapped with a $125 fee for holding a sign in a government office here. And he went to court where they hit him with this fee. They said, yeah, you got to pay this, or you can appeal. Well, the appeal costs more than the fee does. So why would anybody want to appeal? I mean, I didn't think you had to pay for appeals in the United States, but I guess you do. Apparently, the tax money they're getting isn't enough to fund the court.
Anytime you go to court and question their question what they're doing, it's going to cost you money.
Let's go to John in No Tax Land, wherever that is. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes.
Hi, John.
What's on your mind? I had quite a bit of involvement with this, and to answer one guy's question, well, with the tax situation and the courts and this and that. But you got to understand, American people's fools. Our courts are not constitutional courts. They're courts of contracts.
Hmm.
And that's why the case laws and things that. Our court systems changed back in the 30s. FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, sold out our court system to international bankers. That's the one thing the United States had that was different than the rest of the world, was our court system. And it was constitutional prior to that. And remember back, I don't know if you remember or not, but reading about the we went through the Depression and blah, 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 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he needed money to regenerate and start this country on a move because it was ready to fall apart, you know, economically.
Mm-hmm.
So he sold out to international bankers our court system. And after 1930...
How does that happen? I mean, how do you sell out the court system?
Right. Congress, I think during a Christmas break or whatever, is only like 13, I can't remember the exact numbers. There's a very small amount of congressmen there in Congress, and they got sloughed through. There again, you got to understand what most of your legislators are. They're lawyers.
Yeah, right.
Lawyers are officers of the court. In other words, they're licensed.
It's true.
Okay, you understand that. So therefore,
they work for the government. That's right.
Yes.
Yes. But how do you sell out the court system? Like, does that happen?
People, I know you probably don't want to hear this, but the Bible says people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. And what happens if people just say, let somebody else do this. I'll hire a lawyer to do this. I'll, you know, take care of it, blah, blah, blah. Because our system has gotten so complex that attorneys actually control what we do, how we live. And if you understand, when you were talking about our government, why it couldn't protect itself, well, we're fast approaching world government. I mean super fast. And see, our country at one time had the right to protect itself under sovereignty. Any country did.
Countries don't have rights, sir. Only individuals have rights.
So they say.
No, it's,
so they say.
It's true.
We'll go back through history and see where all this was bought and sold at. The international bankers took over because they don't care about...
What did they pay for the courts?
That I couldn't tell you.
What is the result? What has been the result of...
Well, our tax code changed. If you remember, you know, like licensing and things like that, ownership of guns, you know, they start taxing Class 3 weapons and things like that, machine guns and things like this.
And that all has something to do with the court system?
Yes, indeed.
I'm sure that, you know, the day before the courts were sold and the day after the courts were sold, things looked remarkably similar there in the courtrooms.
Very true. Very true.
So I don't know.
It was a very slow assimilation because it takes a while for... You just can't jam something down somebody's
throat. Isn't it possible that they're just doing whatever they want to do and none of these isn't it just possible that they just do whatever they want and the courts back them up? Why do you have to have this whole theory about them being sold? I mean, because people just don't understand that.
Well, that's true.
And what's the relevance
anyway? Gradually.
I mean, if what you say is true, then it's very interesting. I don't know if it's true or not, but to me it doesn't matter if it's true because the courts are misbehaving either way. The courts are screwing over the American people either way you look at it.
True. Because it's hard after... Well, when you were talking about money, I think Nixon was the last one that made ownership of gold, privately owned ownership of gold, illegal at one time. And
I thought he made it legal.
I believe it's just the opposite.
Somebody made it legal.
This is very complicated because the government is entities.
It is complicated, but government is actually an entity made up of individuals who are trying to foist their way on others,
and
they need to be stopped. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, interesting claims, but what's the relevance?
It doesn't seem to change anything.
Not going to change the courts, that's for darn sure. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas, January 18, 2007, gold, $629.10. Ounce gold coins are at $649.84, $327.42 for half, $163.74 for quarter. That's $649.84, $327.42, and $163.74. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. That does include updates. You get clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list, And you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers are to include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's go. Ladies first, Sissy in Indianapolis. You're listening on WXNT. Hi, Sissy. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Actually, I have two topics. The first one is just an inquiry, and the second one is a passion.
Number one.
I'll let you know. I want to get to the first one first because it's so stupid and it just bothered me when I read it. I read that four families are suing MySpace because their children were abused.
Isn't that absurd?
Now, at what point did the parents lose their common sense?
I think when they figured out that News Corporation has millions and millions of dollars in the bank.
Their common sense just flew out the window when they saw those dollar signs.
Oh, did they go to the same school that paid the New Year's baby $25,000?
I don't know.
It's the same school.
Isn't it insane? I mean, we actually talked about that last night on Free Talk Live in that, you know, it's a parent's responsibility to ensure that their kids are safe, not MySpace.
And the kids met the strangers. They met the abusers. The kid overstepped the parents' authority when they walked out of that house, actually before, when they made arrangements to meet the abuser. Okay? So should News Corp sue the parents for negligence themselves?
No, of course not. News Corp shouldn't sue anybody.
News Corp wasn't harmed. It wasn't their kids.
I'm just being facetious. I mean, you know, what goes around comes around, that kind of thing.
The judge should just kick it right out of the
court. Yeah, they should be laughed out of court.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely, because responsibility starts somewhere. Okay, on to the second topic, which is my passion. I am a convicted felon who committed a crime 15 years ago.
Okay.
In 2007, because of dictates that have been put into place, especially over the last 2 years, because of the state of America, college-educated, very well defined in my employment role, and now I can't find a job.
What was the crime, Sissy?
It was dealing drugs.
You've called us before, haven't you?
Yes, I have. You've talked to me before. I was going to ask you about that, too, because you asked me to join something about the ladies, and I forgot what it was.
That's right. It's the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to learn more about that.
Yeah,
I remember your story, and it was very sad.
We need to be heard. I have been working diligently in my community. It pains me when someone who has not paid their dues to society, who has entered our country illegally or acquired their records illegally, can be hired before me, who has a college education, who has references in the community, who has paid my dues over and over
and all you did was just all you did 15 years ago was just supply people with what they wanted. You know,
assuming she did it.
You didn't hurt anybody. You just gave people a product that was in demand.
Not to mention the fact that it was 15 years ago, and when I did it as a legal American citizen.
Yeah, well, people make mistakes, and unfortunately, the war on drugs has turned what is normally just a transaction between two people into a criminal transaction, and it's wrong, and people shouldn't be put in jail, and they shouldn't be punished for that, and now you're getting punished for the rest of your life with a felony conviction, and it's quite a tragedy.
Just like a couple of weeks ago when you guys talked about sex outside Nevada.
Yeah, what, with prostitution?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not all sex is prostitution.
Thing that I have run up against, I don't remember if I cited this the last time I talked to you guys, was there's a national pizza Italian food chain. Can I mention names?
It's alleged.
alleged Fazoli's wouldn't even hire me to pass out breadsticks.
Amazing.
And there is a...
From 15 years ago? I mean,
15 years ago, and I can't pass out breadsticks.
There's a lot of convicted felons out there working.
Yes, but those who want to continue on in their fields... You know, there's a bad joke going on out there that most convicted felons end up selling cars. Well, guess what? I sold cars, too, and most of the guys that were there with me were all convicted felons, but they were making $2,000 to $3,000 a week.
So why'd you quit?
The winter time came.
Hard work.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Wintertime came. I actually enjoyed it. I mean,
A lot of hours. What do you do now, Sissy?
Actually, now, and this is for America to hear. I don't want to be America's darling when I say this, but I started my own business.
Good for you. That's the best way to do it anyway.
In starting my own business, I have also talked to people in my area about being able to get grants to hire convicted felons. Hmm. And, you know, maybe not anybody that's a repeat offender or, you know, just got off the roll or anything like that, but those who are dedicated to bringing their lives back up to the standards from which they left.
That's quite an awesome vision, and best of luck with it. And
I mean, I've got
again,
my website up and everything, and I'm already working out in the community. I've been doing a lot of work since the last time I talked to you guys, and I'm dedicated to going on and making sure that we do not continue to live the stigma that society has placed upon us.
I am glad
some narrow-minded individuals.
I'm glad someone is standing up for felons. I think that once you have served time and you are out, you should be a full-on individual with full rights again, including the right to bear arms as well. Sissy, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for continuing to listen to Free Talk Live.
You know, why should she be out, having served her debt to society, why should she be out there and unable to arm herself and protect herself in her own home?
Let's go to Hector in Florida. Oh, he just left. Let's try Jay in California, I believe, listening on Radio Free Gilroy. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Great. Hey, first of all, I'm totally on board, totally with you about small government. But one big problem is that a lot of people see government as a big sugar daddy.
No, yeah, they do. Once people figure out that they can vote themselves all kinds of benefits from the government, it's darn sure difficult to pry that bottle away from them.
Well, listen to this. I'm not immigrant bashing, but I lived on the border for 12 years, and I went to rent a house, and the guy I rented it from was from south of the border. He'd received a full grant to go to college in the U.S., got a 3% fixed rate on his house, and every month I get other stuff where he was getting exemptions from property tax, and also to the electricity rate was reduced.
Man, how do I get some of that?
Yeah, really. I mean, all this stuff I didn't even know existed. But that's the problem is that with a lot of the immigrants who come in, they're immediately directed towards these quote government programs, so they're brainwashed.
Yeah,
thinking the government is great, and so,
we've got to stop giving them government programs.
Right.
I mean,
problems with the government.
Yeah, the problem is with the government programs, not with the people coming here who want to work hard and feed their families.
Exactly. But how do you do it? That's the problem.
I have the answer. I have the answer. You do it by joining the Free State Project. You move to New Hampshire. You get active, and you make government smaller. You get rid of welfare. And it is possible. It's something that we can achieve. You probably can't get away with it in California, though. If you stay there, you're screwed.
No. But, on one hand, too, though, we spend more money on defense in Iraq than on public programs as well. So.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where they spend the money. It's the government, and they spend money poorly. So even if they're spending it on welfare programs, they're just pissing it in the wind, essentially. It goes much better if you can spend your own money where you want to spend it. Give it to the charities that you think deserve it. And, Jay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And for all your voiceover IP needs, Packet8.net. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there. There's the bulletin board system, over 160,000 posts, and a lot of people to talk to, over 1,300 of our listeners interacting there. It's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee on the Amplifier line. Hey, Gene.
Well, hi, guys. Have you ever heard of Killdozer?
Killdozer? What is that, a bad B-movie?
Sounds like a band.
Actually, it's both.
Oh, really?
It's a band and it's a bad B-movie, and it's also the nickname given to a guy by the name of Marvin Heemeyer's bulldozer that he built in Colorado in 2004 when the city officials made him angry, and he went on a rampage crushing buildings.
Ooh,
for
yeah, I saw that.
Hours, and they couldn't stop him. And actually, he's in Wiki. There's a Wiki page on him, and there's some YouTube video of the rampage he went on. And I think we're seeing a trend towards more and more people getting frustrated with this oppressive government of ours. And
that's an awesome video, by the way. I think, Gene, you should post the link to that on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com, because watching that guy just tear through buildings with that bulldozer, the tank that he built, essentially, was just incredible.
Yeah. And he's not the only one. There was another guy several years before that who just got a standard front end loader and went on a rampage with a front end loader. I don't know if you've ever seen how powerful those things are. I drove one a little bit up in Alaska.
Oh, they're amazing.
They are very powerful. And anyway, I'm thinking with this tax guy in the Brown case, I think that with the people backing him up and the people getting fed up and frustrated with the IRS, that we're probably going to see more and more things like this going on. I'm sorry to say that it's starting to happen, but I think it's a necessary part of the evolution of our freedom in this country. We have been oppressed for too long, and
a lot of people do get frustrated, and when they don't have a solution, the last thing that they can turn to is violence, and it's going
to
happen.
It's not going to be good for those who decide to make that choice, because inevitably, if you use violence with the government, they're going to turn it back on you a hundredfold, and you're going to end
up
dead. Gene, I mean, where do you think this is going to go? If this does start to escalate, if they do go in and take out Ed Brown and a few of his supporters who also happen to be armed, then is that going to inspire someone else to do something?
I think it very well could start the ball rolling, and you're going to see, you know, assassinations and things of that nature in the future of political parties who are not necessarily high political officials either, because they're the ones that are hardest to get a hold of.
If people start getting assassinated, then what do you think the government's response would be to that? I mean, are we talking about a total police state lockdown?
They will attempt to do that. Fortunately, the technology doesn't exist yet to do that, which is
Seems like they're trying. Seems like they're coming close.
They could do checkpoints. They could do house-to-house searches.
I think if we wait 20 years from now and try it, it's going to be a lot harder, because the technology will be there with the, you know, they have all these new weapons now that will disperse crowds with microwave radiation, and the technology like the license plate scanning and the face recognition and all that stuff is going to be getting better and better, and then pretty soon all the cars will have chips in them, so you won't be able to drive anywhere without them knowing where
you're at. You know, Gene, I really hope, I see where you're coming from, but I hope you're wrong. I hope that we can turn this around without violence. I hope that it doesn't escalate in the way that you think it might. I can definitely see what you're suggesting happening. I can agree. I can see that being a potential future for the United States, because once the violence starts to escalate, it probably won't de-escalate. It'll continue. Like, if they lock down martial law, then people are going to get a little bit angry about that, and they'll start targeting those who are on the streets trying to lock us down. And that'll just
like
increase
Iraq,
it even more.
Basically.
Yeah, it'll
be
like
Iraq. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a very pretty vision. It's not an America that I want to live in, but you're certainly right. It could happen.
Everybody should stock up.
Gene,
stock up on what? Bullets?
Stock up on whatever you want. You fill in the blank.
Stock up on bullets, food, that sort of thing.
Bury an AK-47 in the backyard.
There's no better gun to bury.
Fill a case full of solid gold Cougarans.
All those things.
Canned food ready.
And then more.
I got my Liberty dollars.
There you go.
Gene, thanks for the call, man. As always, we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's a scary vision, Mark.
It is a scary vision. I sincerely hope we're a ways off from that. I mean, I don't know. The AK-47 buried in the backyard, not me.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want mine buried in the backyard. That's only if you if they're doing house-to-house searches, right? Like,
so
if they're doing...
You got to know where one is, you know?
If they're doing house-to-house searches...
They have one in the house, too, and then one buried in the backyard.
There you go. That's the plan.
That's where you bury your gold pieces, as though, I don't know.
It's a really scary idea, though, what he's saying, and I can see it being a reality in the United States... But I don't know how widespread it would get. Like, can you imagine just for a moment if that's what happened? If, for instance, they go and they take out Ed Brown and some of his supporters, some people retaliate with, like, an assassination campaign. I mean,
that's essentially what Timothy McVeigh did with the federal building bombing.
Yeah, but that was just more of a mass destruction sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Gene was suggesting assassinations, like just taking out... police chiefs and political politicians.
I don't see it coming to that.
I don't see it coming to that either. I'm just asking you to envision that happening, and how would people respond? Because if people start getting taken out, then they're going to want to control the populace even more.
Sure, then they crack down, which would, you know,
which could escalate
the situation.
But the question is, how many people would go would actually be fed up with that situation to escalate?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a very minor percentage? I would think it would be like 1% of Americans that would actually take arms up against the government. I can't see most American people doing anything against their overlords.
You know, 1% of the American public taking up arms against the government would bring the government down.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Really?
Because how many of the government agents are going to want to fight?
And die?
Right. I mean, that's a lot of people, 1%. I mean, they would have to be organized.
That's a good point, because if you look at Iraq, where there are the insurgents, right? You've got the insurgents, and then you've got the people that
I would not say is 1% of the Iraqi population.
It's more
than that. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, the Sunnis and the Shiites have been polled, and they're above 70% that think it's a good idea to use bullets to get Americans out of Iraq. So you might be right.
Well, my point was going to be, you've got the insurgents who are essentially threatening the Iraqi police forces.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, hey, you come to work today, we'll kill your mother. You come to work today, we're going to kill your daughter, right?
Yeah.
And who wants to come to work?
I'm not going.
Not me. The donuts are good and everything, but I'm not showing up. And so we've seen evidence of people that are willing to use violence against authorities, so-called, have actually had some effect in Iraq. I'm not endorsing it. I'm not advocating it at all. I just wonder what the response would be like here. Would you be able to keep the police sitting in their homes just simply by threatening them?
I don't know. There'd have to be a huge paradigm shift here in America for anything like that to occur.
What do you mean a huge paradigm shift?
The United States government's rule over America appears to be legitimate to most people.
Yeah.
And I have to say that we elected them. I mean, there's a certain legitimacy.
Elect them.
Well, the American people did. There's a certain legitimacy.
Some of the American people.
Would you agree
people?
That there's a certain legitimacy?
I would agree that a minority of the American people elected those people.
Apparently, you wouldn't agree that there's any legitimacy.
And there's no legitimacy whatsoever to men toting guns, throwing orders around.
Yeah.
Now, people believe the government's legitimate.
Well, you and I part ways.
The people believe the government's legitimate. The vast majority of Americans certainly do believe it, but that's because the government's done a brilliant job of brainwashing the American public. The government runs the schools.
Yes, they do.
So the government has educated most Americans, indoctrinated them, if you would prefer that term, into believing that government is good, government is necessary, and government is legitimate.
And that it can actually solve problems.
When, in fact, it is none of those three and cannot solve problems and indeed makes those problems worse.
Most of them.
Violence isn't the answer, but it's certainly interesting to think about what would happen if it came to that. 800-259-9231. What's your vision for the future of America, the future of freedom in America? 1-800-259-9231. I know what the future of booze in Georgia is. We'll tell you about that on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the final segment of the live Saturday edition. Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there. They are completely free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com today and learn more about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Over 320 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. The concept is simple. Considering we give everything away on our site for free, this is a voluntary option above and beyond all of the free stuff on our site. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. You send us the $3 a month, we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live and getting our show on more radio stations around the country, getting more Internet listeners on board with the program, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that sounds like a good idea to you, then you should head over to amp.freetalklive.com today. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
What do Adam Smith, Karl Marx, and John Maynard Keynes have in common? Well, they're the subject of laissez-faire books' January Lysander Spooner Award winner. In this book, Mark Skousen turns his eye on the three most prominent figures in economics. Check out The Big Three in Economics and other books on books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books, lfb.com.
To the phones, to the fun. Bill in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
I love your show.
Thanks.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I want you to explain to me again on your position on immigration. I don't think I understand it.
Okay. It's pretty simple. Liberty and freedom. In a free country, people should be free to cross borders both in and out without having to bow down to some government bureaucrat.
Okay. Well, the only thing I'm a little afraid of is what do we do when we have 150 million people in the United States speaking Spanish that we can't, you know, deal with? What are we going to do then?
Not a concern. As Mark pointed out earlier, over two generations usually, they're completely fluent in English. It's just a myth that people come here and continue to speak their original language. There are some examples that you can pull out. For instance, go to Little Italy. Go to Chinatown. There's people there that don't speak a word of English, and they manage to get by. So I'm not too concerned with that. And if people want to move here and move into an enclave together where they speak their own language, who am I to say they shouldn't?
Okay, but now what happens when they, 50 or 60 or 100 years or whatever it takes, they get a, you know, a natural born citizen? Will obviously, they'll be have a, you know, a Mexican person born here in America. One of the immigrants has children, and he grows up, and he gets enough support, obviously, because you have multi-millions and millions of Mexicans, and he runs for president, and get about half of them into Congress. And they decide, you know how you don't like the bureaucrats.
Yeah.
They decide with one stroke of the pen that now we shall all speak Spanish. This is now, you know, going to be taken. I just have this fear that down the road, and I probably won't live to see it, thank goodness, and you probably won't either. But what would happen if, like, they wanted, their ultimate destiny was to, like, take over the country?
It sounds awfully paranoid.
I mean, I don't think that the Mexicans have any more desire to take over the country than we have a desire to take over a country. All they want to do is feed their families and make some money.
Right.
Now, I would say that you can find some organizations within the Mexican, people that have immigrated here that are probably like anti-hate groups in response to hate groups. I mean, if I was vilified and hated the way that Mexicans in this country are vilified and hated, I might, you know, return some of that hate back.
Besides,
you know?
Pure speculation about what might happen 50 years down the line is not justification for restricting people's liberty. And it's just there's just no excuse for that. Also, you have to remember this. If we get to the point where I have what I would like to see happen in this country, then we're going to have very, very small government. Because right now, the INS or ICE or the immigration departments, they're not going anywhere in this current government that we have. But if people who think like I do get in charge and we abolish the immigration bureaucracies bill, then in that case, there's going to be such small government, they're going to put pictures of the government on milk containers because it'll be lost. Like, there won't be a government for anyone to take over anymore.
And, Bill, just to set your mind at ease, Benjamin Franklin expounded in 1751 about how the Englishness of America was being lost to the Germans in Pennsylvania. Now, we can look back about 250 years and or 250-plus years, and we can see how much of the Englishness was lost to the Germans. For instance, when somebody sneezes, sometimes I hear somebody say, Gesundheit.
Oh.
Good Lord!
Our culture!
We've lost the culture! The English culture has been destroyed by the Germans!
Bill, we're short on time. Thanks for the call. Call
Thank
us
you.
Again sometime, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Mike in AZ. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on. What's on your mind?
Well, this is Mike here. I live in Mojave County, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
I'm with the Mojave County Minutemen. We had a big meeting today in Kingman.
Yeah?
Okay.
And we talked about illegal immigration, and the side issue was U.S. Constitution. And then we came back around to this man in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the holdout, the guy
up
there.
Ed Brown.
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of people talking about this here in Mojave County. It's big talk here. And we're trying to follow the story. And there are people here that would like to go there and help him.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get updates on this. Can I get any kind of an update on what's going on there?
The latest is he's asking for people to come to his house and help him out. You can go to nhfree.com and learn more.
That's NS?
NH, as in New
Hampshire.
nhfree.com.
Yeah, that's where all the action's going.
But you're going to have, if you go there and tell them you're part of the Minuteman Project, you might encounter some people that'll get into a debate with you. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Marshall in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Marshall.
Yeah, hello.
What's on your mind?
I got to think about Iraq.
Okay.
The whole thing about Iraq to me is I've been in the service. And there was a long, before there was collateral damage, we went through, Iraq would have been over with 2 days after it started.
If what?
If what now?
Before collateral damage.
Oh, before the terminology collateral damage and before the media was covering and those kind of things?
Yeah, before everything else. It would have been over.
I think Iraq was over Iraq was over pretty quick.
The war was over
fast.
If
we'd have pulled our troops out at mission accomplished, it would have been a mission accomplished. It would have been all over. But we stayed and tried to put a government back in place and deal with these people whose lives we had ruined, and that's where it all went to hell.
Any war we've ever been in, we rebuilt the cities, the country anyway.
Anywhere?
Think about it. Japan, Germany,
we rebuilt. Europe.
Europe, we rebuilt. Everything else we rebuilt.
It's insane. I mean, it's insane to go to war.
I mean, why not?
Korea,
I mean,
and not Vietnam.
I mean, if we're going to tear it up, then, I mean, we're going to tear it up anyway. Why not just go on and tear it up and rebuild it?
Well, why should I pay for the rebuilding or the tearing up of?
Yeah, we should be doing.
We're over there anyway. We're losing people over there anyway. We're losing lives. We lost 5 more today.
Yeah, if we pull them all back,
so,
we're losing more lives.
So why are we still losing lives over there? I say get about 150 B-52s and line up waiting 50 weeks.
Yeah, that's not the answer. Violence has never solved problems. The answer is to not go in the first place, to stay home and defend America. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Short on time. 800-259-9231. We got to get to Mark in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, guys.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
I'm just calling about Mr. Green in the van.
Hey, we've come full circle. The first story we talked about. What about Mr. Green?
He's just another example of overzealous government in your face. And
mm-hmm.
This is just the sort of thing that we need to stop. The government, I think, in cases like this, is just testing the water to see how much crap they can get away with before people get tired of it.
Yeah, and they will get away with it. Because it sounds like Mr. Green's just going to move on and find another place, and everybody
want to deal with it.
You know, I think I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to talk to the... that's just a mile or two from my house. I may stop in and talk to those guys and encourage them to stay. And
excellent.
Encourage them to stand up and fight this nonsense.
I hope you do that, and let us know what happens. All right, Mark?
All right, I'll
thanks,
do that.
Thanks for the call, man.
Stand up and fight for your right to live in a van.
Well, you know what?
I agree. I'm just saying that it's going to be something difficult to get people
to. If that's where he wants to live... then he should be able to
live there. I concur completely. As far as I'm concerned, he could dig a hole in the ground.
Governor Sonny Perdue in Georgia, since I sold the story, I want to at least get it out there. He says he doesn't support letting Georgians vote on the question of allowing Sunday beer and wine sales at grocery and convenience stores.
God knows they shouldn't have a say in their own government.
Speaking on Atlanta radio station Q100, Perdue said the proposal before the General Assembly to allow such sales is going to have a tough time. I don't support that, and I don't know whether it will pass the legislature or not, but it will have a pretty tough time getting the last vote. And, of course, that's his vote.
Mm.
If the House and Senate pass the bill allowing local voters to approve such sales, the governor can and will veto it. He says, think of it this way. It really helps you plan ahead for the rest of your life. Buying on Saturday rather than Sunday. Time management.
You know, that's a really great way to, hinder people from doing what they want to do in their lives. I mean, what a crappy thing to say.
By the way, he's a religious conservative who doesn't drink and has vetoed several alcohol bills in the past. So
how come Jesus could drink and the religious conservatives aren't going to?
I don't know, but he wants to enforce his particular viewpoint on what's right and what's wrong on every person in Georgia, even though polls are showing that 68% statewide and 80% in Metro Atlanta favor allowing their communities to just vote on the question.
Of course they do.
But he doesn't care.
No, he could care less.
Because he's in charge.
Yep.
He's got power. And we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you online between now and Monday night on our website at freetalklive.com. And wishing you the best of weekends.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.